an expletive is at the center of a federal trial in Boston of a man charged with 25 murders. Glenn Chin was the supervising pharmacist at the Framingham-based New England Compounding Center, the facility blamed for a deadly nationwide outbreak of fungal meningitis. Prosecutors have presented evidence of fraud, falsified records, and disregard for the risk of producing contaminated steroid injections. As WBUR's David Boeri reports, in this third week of testimony, jurors have also been presented with evidence in the form of a single phrase.
Annette Robinson was Miss Quality Control at the New England Compounding Center. She was it. And given what happened there, perhaps it was fitting that Robinson had no professional qualifications whatsoever for the job that company president Barry Cadden hired her to do. Yet she did do her job. She conducted environmental monitoring of the laboratory, or the so-called clean room, which witnesses have testified was anything but clean. She sent compounded drugs out for testing. Small, frail, soft-spoken, and trembling as she testified, the 50-ish Robinson was clear. The company didn't wait for test results before shipping the drugs out to customers. And no one did anything when she reported lab results from the outside testing company that the samples of what NECC was making were not sterile. They needed to know, she said, that these are people's lives we're talking about. And the company also did nothing, she testified, when fungal growths were found in the clean room in February and March of 2012, months before the fungus started showing up in people's brains that summer. One of Robinson's jobs was to make sure lab technicians read and understood the standard operating procedures, the SOPs, and that put her in conflict with the defendant, pharmacist Glenn Chin. In a memo to Chin in 2010, Robinson writes, "Hi, Mr. Chin," naming three lab technicians, she says, "They still haven't read the SOPs. I know you guys are still busy. Any suggestions?" She then added two large smiling emojis. Back comes an email from Glenn Chin. "F off," with four exclamation points for emphasis. For a defendant facing 25 murder charges in front of a jury of mostly women, bullying a subordinate with F-bombs provided the prosecution with a neat encapsulation of a complex case to something like this: Chin to Quality Control. F off. "Were you afraid of him?" asked Prosecutor Amanda Strachan. "Yes," Robinson said. "He raised his voice, said vulgar things, told me, 'F you.'" Before she was done, Robinson broke down, cried in regret of her own part in the fraud that contributed to the catastrophe, she said. But her last blow was to report a meeting with Glenn Chin and Barry Cadden when it was too late, and Cadden acknowledged they should have been doing better testing all along. Now came a ferocious cross-examination from defense attorney Robert Sheketoff. Robinson had been given immunity by the government, Sheketoff established, suggesting she was out to save herself. And she was lying. She had a grudge against Glenn Chin, and she was changing her initial story to put Chin into that damaging meeting with Cadden, the company president. Indeed, Sheketoff established that Cadden and NECC had provided Robinson with her lawyer, suggesting she was doing Barry Cadden's bidding and implicating Chin, who Cadden had tried to blame for the entire catastrophe. Robinson went silent. She was unresponsive for question after question. She answered that she couldn't remember. She couldn't understand. She couldn't remember she couldn't understand. But at the end of it, there was still that expletive email from Glenn Chin telling Miss Quality Control where she could go, with four exclamation points. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.